Blackstone Audiobooks presents The Little Colonel by Annie Fellows Johnston. To one of Kentucky's dearest little daughters, the Little Colonel herself, this remembrance of a happy summer is affectionately inscribed. Chapter 1. It was one of the prettiest places in all Kentucky where the Little Colonel stood that morning. She was reaching up on tiptoes, her eager little face pressed close against the iron bars of the great entrance gate that led to a fine old estate known as Locust. A ragged little Scotch and Skye terrier stood on its hind feet beside her, thrusting his inquisitive nose between the bars and wagging his tasseled tail in lively approval of the scene before them. They were looking down a long avenue that stretched for nearly a quarter of a mile between rows of stately old locust trees. At the far end they could see the white pillars of a large stone house gleaming through the Virginia creeper that nearly covered it. But they could not see the old colonel in his big chair on the porch behind the cool screen of vines. At that very moment he had caught the rattle of wheels along the road and had picked up his field glass to see who was passing. It was only a colored man jogging along in the heat and dust with a cart full of chicken coops. The colonel watched him drive up a lane that led to the back of the new hotel that had just been opened in this quiet country place. Then his glance fell.